Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to talk to our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the digestibility of the fiber that we feed our dairy cows. You know, in recent years, there's been a lot of really good research that has looked at how, when we change the digestibility of the fiber and increase it, how it impacts our dairy cattle. There's a recent study that pointed out that increasing digestibility by 1 percentage point increased the dry matter intake of lactating dairy cows by about 0.37 pounds and increased the 4% fat-corrected milk production of those animals by about a half a pound. So how does this actually impact the cattle? Well, what is the most limiting nutrient that we have in early lactation? It's generally energy, and that's generally going to be the first limiting nutrient of the cattle on your farm as well. So if we increase fiber digestibility, NDF digestibility, how does that impact energy intake or energy availability? Well, it increases it two ways. Number one, the animals get more out of the NDF that we're feeding because they can digest or ferment more of it. And second, because it's moving through the digestive tract quicker, they also have an increase in dry matter intake. Used to be that we would say that cattle could consume about 1.2% of their body weight as NDF forage. Today, that number is probably about 1.5 or maybe even a little bit greater if we're talking about forages that have increased NDF digestibility. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to visit with their nutritionist about the NDF digestibility of the diets they're feeding their lactating cows.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.